Blog Talk Radio.
Show. You are now on the War Report. This is episode 13. I'm your host, Tony Smith, and the name of today's show is The Bombing of Syria and the Aftermath. Again, like I said, I'm your host, Tony Smith. I want to thank everybody for listening in via the radio network at paltalk.com. I want to thank everyone for listening in there. I want to thank all of our listeners for listening in at skype.com. Thank you guys for listening in. We also want to thank everyone for listening in at Podbean as well as Speaker. Thank all of you for listening in. We thank you for listening in. We want to thank everybody for listening in on our live stream at, well, we're blocked from Facebook, unfortunately, as well as YouTube. So anyone listening in via Ustream, thank you for listening in. Via Daily Motion, we want to thank you for listening in, as well as BitChute and Periscope. Thank all you guys for listening in via those social media sites. Thank all of our listeners who are listening in via MeWe, as well as Google+, Google Hangouts, Stemit, LinkedIn, and Minds and Gab. Thank all you guys for listening in. So, again, the name of the show today is in episode 13, and it's The Bombing of Syria and the Aftermath. So let's just listen to this first clip, and this is President Trump declaring the strike on Syria. Let's take a look.
My fellow Americans, a short time ago, I ordered the United States Armed Forces to launch precision strikes on targets associated with the chemical weapons capabilities of Syrian dictator Bashar al-Assad. A combined operation with the armed forces of France and the United Kingdom is now underway. We thank them both.
So basically, Trump went ahead with against the will of the people. And this is actually something that is unprecedented, to which Obama was the first to be able to do this. He set the precedent for a president to just order airstrikes. That did not happen. That only started during Obama's time, that the president can unilaterally just order airstrikes without congressional approval, and that is because of the War Powers Act that grants the president power. And this all happened after 9/11, but it didn't actually get put in use until the Obama administration. So they ordered those airstrikes, which shouldn't have happened. But it is what it is. Now, over on YouTube, this went viral yesterday. Alex Jones's reaction. I personally view Alex Jones as a controlled opposition for the right. But the reaction he has here is pretty priceless. And I just wanted our listening audience just to, if you haven't seen this over on YouTube, because it went viral and a number of channels on YouTube picked it up. So just take a listen to this rant. Now, this is right after Jones found out about Trump's strikes on Libya. Let's listen. Or excuse me, not Libya, Syria. But let's take a listen.
We going on the fucking damn it, man. What the fuck? Is there nobody fucking pure in this goddamn fucking world? See, now I'm fucking pissed right now. Syria fought Al-Qaeda, they fought ISIS, they fought it all. And now you got Mattis and fucking all these people shitting all over us. And the goddamn fucking liberal fascists censoring us everywhere the last 2 days. We did an emergency fucking 36-hour broadcast trying to stop this shit that could lead to World War III. And you fucking liberal pieces of fucking shit, you fucking assholes, fucking support this. Fuck you, you fucking goddamn degenerate fucks. And fucking Mueller and fucking Comey and fuck you. Every major analyst, see, I shouldn't even be on air right now. Every analyst agrees that this could trigger World War III unlike anything in our history. And the Russians were the good guys battling ISIS and Al-Qaeda. I'm not a Russophile. I've never been to Russia. But I've studied the geopolitics. They are the white knights. And our military 5 years ago joining the Russians to block Obama and the Arab Spring and do the right thing, did the right thing. And now, Mattis. And Mattis looks like a fucking Emperor Palpatine. When that cocksucker knows full fucking well that Al-Qaeda and ISIS staged all those fucking chemical attacks. And now they're blaming it on the goddamn motherfucking I shouldn't be on air right now. When the fuck are we going live? I can't do this shit anymore.
Ready to go live.
Fuck Trump and fuck these fucking people. At a certain point, man, I am sick of all you fucking liberals and mainlanders. You're a bunch of cowardly fucks. You're not Americans. What's going on?
Hey, we're ready to go live.
Okay. Should we shut these feeds down and delete those? And I'm going to try to control myself. Dude, just shut those feeds down and restart them, okay?
Okay. So that's Alex Jones's reaction, and excuse the profanity there. I know that probably some of our listeners have an issue with profanity because I use it sometimes when I get upset. But it was very interesting that Alex Jones had that reaction, and it seems genuine. It may just be an act. Because like I said, I believe him to be more than likely controlled opposition for the duopoly. But, you know, that may not be the case. You know, he may actually be genuine in his disdain for this blatant distraction. Because the whole reason Trump has done this is from pressure from France, first of all. France had put pressure on them, as well as England, and there was France, England, and there was another country. Oh, Israel put pressure on Trump to do that, and it also helped because the FBI raided Trump's lawyer's office, and now they have all of Trump's legal documents as well as his financial statements. So they have all that information on Trump. So that is a possibility as to why he rolled over on the Syria situation in a week, you know, after he stated that we were going to pull out of Syria. So we know that this is obviously a deep state situation to try to, because the Russians have embarrassed the deep state on a multiple of occasions, and Trump is not playing ball with them. He doesn't care about their agenda. He just cares about his legacy and And, you know, you can't take away from the fact that Trump is doing his own thing. He is an independent president, but he is a narcissistic psychopath, like the rest of the billionaires, 1% of the world. But he did take us out of TPP. He did get us out of the Paris climate scam. But don't get me wrong, you know, there needs to be something done about climate change or what have you. But that Paris Climate Agreement was an obvious scam. I see that we have some callers in the queue, so just stand by if you would, callers. We will take your calls if you want to speak live. We have no problem with that. I'm going to just go ahead and listen to this next clip here, and we want to see Syria's reaction to this bombing. And it's interesting. Pay close attention to Syria's reaction, and then we're going to get Russia's reaction as well, which are actually the facts on the ground. These countries are going to give us the actual facts of the matter. Now, basically, just to let you guys know, here's the geopolitical situation in Syria. It's a proxy war. Basically, the situation is all these wars in the Middle East are oil pipeline wars, and the war is between the East and the West. It has always been a war between the East and the West ever since even before World War I and World War II. There's always been this fight since the Roman Empire broke in half, when you had the eastern half of the Roman Empire and then you had the western Holy Roman Empire. They've been fighting ever since that, as far as for geopolitical control of the world. Now, the players in Syria, Israel wants the land. That's their aim, why they're in Syria. Israel, and they've done airstrikes. When we did the airstrikes, they snuck some airstrikes in the northern area of Syria, and they have been systematically fighting in Syria, hitting strategic targets in Syria behind the support of the U.S. So the whole situation is the U.S. through the CIA funded the rebels as well as ISIS. So Russia and Iran through Hezbollah come in to try to help the Syrian government. So you have Turkey, Israel, the United States, and let's just call it the EU, the European Union, because there are three countries from the EU who are in Syria fighting. So you have the U.S., EU, and Israel, which are the Western powers who are in Syria. You have the Eastern powers, which are Russia, Iran, and China has said that they will back Russia in any event that Russia wants to move forward with an aggressive response to the U.S.'s airstrikes. So you have all those world powers fighting a proxy war in Syria. And Syria is Russia's outlet to the Mediterranean. So that's why he is aligned with Bashar al-Assad. Now, Israel wants the land because they believe they should have the land from the Nile to the Euphrates, because they are under the impression that they are the Jews of the Bible. And when you look into history and look into the facts, you'll find out they're not honestly the Jews of anything. So they want, that's their aim in the land of Syria. That's why Israel is there. In the southern region, Turkey is there because they believe they have a right to the southern land of Syria, because they had that land, they believe, taken from them when the Turkish Ottoman Empire fell. So that's why they're fighting there. But the opposition they're up against is the Kurds in the south. So they want to get rid of the Kurds. So you have the Kurds, ISIS, the rebels, CIA, U.S., Israel, France, Germany, and the U.K., if I'm not mistaken, which is the EU, excuse me. Then you have Russia, China, and Iran, and Hezbollah in there as well. So those are all the players. You did have Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and the UAE involved, but they have since pulled back because the pipeline war has already been won. Russia has already won the pipeline war. So the Russian-Iran-backed pipeline is what's going to go through Syria, which is why Trump initially wanted to pull out and why he even said he wanted to pull out of Syria is because of that fact. But that situation has embarrassed the elite of the world. So they want to send the message that we will stage these false flags attacks until you attack, because they believe the more that the U.S. attacks or does these false flags and try to provoke Russia to respond militarily, and Russia does not, they believe that that is weakening Russia's clout to be called the bear. So Russia is showing great restraint, and they are signaling that they are not going to retaliate militarily, but they have yet to confirm that fact. So let's just take a listen to this clip, and this is a serious response to those bombings. Let's take a listen.
In the hours after multiple missiles rained down on Syria, its leadership was determined to show it was business as usual. State TV released images of Bashar al-Assad walking into work in the presidency building in central Damascus, and its military was defiant.
Three treacherous acts of aggressions were carried out at 3:55 a.m. by the U.S., France, and Britain. Our air defenses responded efficiently and downed most of the rockets. While some hit scientific research buildings, the damage was only material. Other missiles were diverted before they could hit a military location in Homs.
And as they brushed off the damage as material only, it fell to Damascus's most important ally, Russia, to warn of wider ramifications.
This American aggression shows us that they aren't interested in an objective investigation of the alleged chemical attack, but only in disrupting the peace process and destabilizing the Middle East.
Back in Damascus, civilians and ardent regime supporters celebrated what they said was a clear victory by their government.
I've come to congratulate the Syrian Air Defense Forces. They successfully intercepted the missiles. Trump, you and all the others, you can't shake us. They won't shake the Syrian people.
We've been hearing Trump's speeches for the past week. His words are exaggerations of what happened on the ground. Their missiles were destroyed in the skies above Damascus, and they didn't affect us at all. On the contrary, we are proud of our army and the armed forces.
Whatever the mood here in the capital, it remains to be seen precisely to what extent these strikes have been able to degrade the capacity of the regime to carry out chemical attacks on rebel areas.
Okay, so Syria's response is that it was minimal damage. And their air defense systems were able to thwart a lot of the damage that those missiles would have otherwise done. So that's their view, and it's very accurate if you look at the facts behind it. And then Trump's response was, it was a perfect strike. I swear, that guy, he cracks me up. At any rate, so that's the situation as far as the Syrian response. And then we're going to check out what Russia's response was. Because initially what everybody thought and what everybody was afraid of was that Russia was going to respond militarily. And the potential of – we were at DEFCON 5 where war was imminent. That DEFCON 5 is never put out there, but DEFCON 5 was put out there at this point. So we got really close, but Russia showed great restraint. And I see we have about four callers in the queue. So you guys just, well, one just dropped out. So, but you guys just hang tight. We will get to your calls. Just give us a minute. We want to finish because I want you guys to take a listen to this clip as well. And this is Russia's response to the whole situation. It ultimately is just a push by the West to push the East further into isolation and to eventually giving in to the new world order that the West wants to have in power. And the East is pushing back against it, and they're doing it through soft power, and the West is doing it obviously through hard power, which is militarily, which never works, but these people are psychopaths, so you have to keep that into consideration. So we are in an interesting point in history. So we got to continue to monitor the situation, but at this point, due to all of the reports or what have you, Russia is reserving a response. They're not. They have signaled by their actions that they're not going to, attack us or respond militarily or nuclear. They have just, you know, held back. But we're still waiting on a response to see if they're going to say that they're not. But I think they're going to play the same game Trump is, and it's just not say anything and let things blow over. So we'll see what happens. But all in all, the Syrian government has removed most of the rebels, or they have surrendered, or they have gone back to Europe, or have gone back to the slave trade in Libya. And just on a side note with Libya, the son of the former leader of Libya, Muammar Gaddafi, his son is going to be running in the presidential elections in Libya. And the he has the support of the majority of the Libyan people. So it looks like that he might bring back the Jamahiriya that was in place with his father's government. So it looks like Libya is going to be going back to the government that they had previous. So that's just a side note as far as, Libya is concerned, because Libya went through the same thing. It's just plundering the country for its oil and resources, because the global elite want to control all of the resources. And these countries were the last countries that didn't control their resources, as well as these countries dropped the petrodollar as its world currency reserve, and they were moving to gold, which is why you've heard Trump hint at bringing us back to the gold standard, because if any country were to go to a gold standard, it would devastate the economy of the United States and completely crash it. Because once gold becomes the reserve currency for the world, everything has to be based on that. So all of this false wealth that we have going on, this bloated wealth in America, would cease to exist. The billionaires would become millionaires, and the millionaires would go back to the middle class. And obviously, once you're a greedy millionaire or billionaire, you don't want to go back to where you were. So let's listen to this last clip, and then we'll go ahead and take calls after that. So let's just take a listen to this last clip. 1 second.
Absolutely. And in particular, we've been watching what the reaction from the Russian government is. They claim that these strikes are an attack against them. Now, Syria right now is the battleground for a number of different conflicts and a few proxy wars that are ongoing there. Russia and Iran are allied with the Assad regime there, essentially keeping it in power. The Russian ambassador to the United States has just provided a statement. Anatoly Antonov, he says, quote, "Again, we are being threatened. We warn that such actions will not be left without consequences. Insulting the president of Russia is unacceptable and inadmissible. The U.S., the possessor of the biggest arsenal of chemical weapons, has no moral right to blame other countries. Now, over the past several days, Russia has warned against an attack on its ally, the Assad regime. The UK, the US, France, and others have fought with Russia at the United Nations Security Council over this. Russia has denied the chemical weapons attack and then blamed the British government for staging it. Russia agreed in 2013 to destroy Syria's chemical weapons. The US says the Russians enabled the Syrian government to carry out these attacks. It also says the Syria attacks and Russia attack on a former spy in the UK normalizes chemical weapons use, which is the reason why they've pushed back in this manner. Now, the Pentagon says it designed these attacks to avoid any Russian forces that they've identified or might be in that area. But just yesterday in his Senate confirmation hearing, the Secretary of State designee, Mike Pompeo, acknowledged publicly that the U.S. military has already killed hundreds of Russians in one particular fight and attack there. There were previous reports that those Russians were mercenaries fighting with forces there. Now, Russia, Iran, and Turkey met last week to discuss the future of Syria. The Iranian government has yet to react to this, but we are getting some reaction from the Syrian government. Just a tweet at the Syrian presidency page. They tweeted it out in Arabic. This is a translation from the Associated Press saying, quote, "Good souls will not be humiliated." Now, while Pompeo waits for his confirmation vote in the U.S. Senate, the acting Secretary of State is Deputy Secretary John Sullivan. He's down in Peru right now at an international summit there, though officials say he has been involved in conversations remotely that are ongoing here in D.C. Shannon?
All right. Rich Hudson live.
Okay, so they're saying that they are going to respond, but from further reports that I've been researching, they are, holding their own as far as saying, hey, we condemn this. This is aggression. You guys staged it. This is the whole situation. And we will respond. And they're just leaving it open. And then it'll blow over because they've done this before in the last chemical attack. And Russia restrained itself. When they overthrow the Ukraine, Russia restrained themselves. So the Russians have restrained themselves pretty well, considering the slaps and spits and hair pulls that the West has done. They have done well in restraint because they know the costs if nuclear war were to break out. So let's go ahead and just take a few calls here, and then we'll go ahead and wrap up the show after that. We got about 10 minutes left in the show. Let's go ahead and take this call. This is 503-847. You are live on the War Report, episode 13. You have the floor. Go.
Tony, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Are you there? I'm not hearing you.
Tony, can you hear me?
Okay, there you go. All right, go ahead.
Okay. Sorry, I had my headphones on. That's why I was double-checking. But this is George Hayduke from Oregon with the Pacific Green Party of Oregon.
Oh, hey, George.
And
How's it going?
Good. How are you? Thanks for doing
good.
The show.
Not a problem.
You know, I've been following, just trying to get caught up on a lot of different commentary, and I think it's worth noting that some of the YouTube work that Jake Morfonios with his Blackstone Intelligence, he's done a couple of excellent YouTube videos on the Syria crisis. And the other thing I wanted to point out, it is really worth checking out. I wouldn't say it lightly. He's pretty spot on.
Sure.
I think you would like him. I like him. Sure. And the other
Will
thing
do.
That I just noticed that came out here was from the Green Party U.S. And it's a very significant press release. It's timely. The Green Party condemns missile strikes on Syria. I don't know if you've had a chance to read that this morning, but this is a great press release. And Tony Nedge from North Carolina, briefly, he states, it is now the tradition of both Democrat and Republican presidents to act unilaterally. and he's also the co-chair of Green Party U.S., may I add. And he says, to strike, even when former American national security personnel have admitted there is no evidence of chemical weapons used by the Assad government, or even to wait for an investigation, demonstrates a perpetuation of the war machine, regardless of the party. And it, you know, that really does
wow.
just hammer it right there. And you know, that's,
yeah.
I'm glad that we've got these press releases coming out. You know, there's some changes there on the national level, and I just wanted to kind of point that out. That was sent out this morning. So it's pretty clear to me, on my personal perspectives, that this operation, it looks a lot like the 2013 false flag of allegations of chemical weapons use in Syria. And I found it very remarkable. And by the way, I did get this from Blackstone Intelligence. Trump's tweets in 2013 really deserve attention. And we can see what he was saying as citizen Trump, and to what now is pretty clear that we have deep state that has taken over citizen Trump's intentions. And this
Agreed.
Is really should be clear to some of the independents. I mean, look, 15% of the burners voted for Trump. Now, we could argue – that was out of spite. I kind of lean towards there's some spite voting in there on what happened with
right.
the DNC primary conflict, and rigging and corruption. But even the burners
Indeed.
Voted for Trump. So this should be clear to the independents and even some of the more whatever you want to call right-leaning folks that had hopes for a Trump administration.
Right.
Of standing
right.
up against these deep state military industrial complex warmongers that are controlling on a globalist level. I mean, however you want to slice and dice it, this is a globalist operation, and they're working together, and this is what we're up against. So, you know, that's really important. The tweets in 2013 from Trump, you know, of course he's slamming Obama, but it is so profound of the statements that are in
mm-hmm.
one of these video clips from Jake. It's worth noting and doing that. So I just thought I would chime in. Thanks for doing the show.
Oh, not a problem. And thank you, George, for calling in and giving us that information, because I wasn't aware that the Green Party had put out any public statements in regard to the Syrian conflict and the bombing thereof. I also didn't, because the only thing I've seen from that point was when Jill Stein came out and, you know, basically said, you know, Yemen, they, you know, you want to, well, let me actually pull up the tweet that she did quick here. And then, let's see. Because that's the only thing that I heard come from the Green Party at all was her statement. So I'm glad that our listening audience was able to get that information from you. I wish I would have known about it's called Blackstone Intelligence.
Yes, that's what he was doing. Jake previously was using the handle In Times Reporting, but he did a switch over. And it's Blackstone Intelligence. I think it's news or group, but it's on his YouTube channel. And he's really solid. Now, granted, he's got some more conservative leanings, but that to me really just gives him a little more punch because, you know, he's calling out Trump very, very clear, and he's got a huge base in followers of Trump supporters. So, you know, Jake is really good at, you know, much like you, of really just speaking the truth. You know, it's Jake is not about telling the people what they want to hear. You know, I mean, we got so many politicos that are just blowing wind. They're just blowing wind. They're hot air. And they're telling people what they want to hear. What the people need is the truth. And that's the bottom line. And Jake is really good about laying this out. And he's got a couple of other clips in there that I think you were just now were leaning towards these Israeli jets in these airstrikes. And Jake's got a source, and he's very clear. Jake's very clear. It's a five-minute clip. This is unconfirmed, and we need more intel gathering. But if this source is accurate, we have Israeli jets bombing Iranian troops. And it should be clear, or proxies that have Iranian backing.
Right.
And I got to be careful in how I say that. It's not directly. I mean, everybody's got some proxy dancing around on the floor in Syria. It's insane, right? I mean, it's insane.
It is.
So, but it's clear that we've got some Iranian interests obviously involved, as there is with some Russian interests in backing. And that really is what makes this a powder keg and so damn explosive, is we've got all these players cooped up on this dance floor, and it's not good. It's not good, you know. So,
Jake,
well, I'm with you there. I mean, I don't mean to minimize it by calling it a dance. You know what I'm saying? But but this is obviously all about provoking. Now, Jake even implies a little bit that this is all about a distraction, and he even mentions, you know, President Bill Clinton,
mentioned that earlier as well.
Okay, so you're on it. You're on it. Well, cool. I'll jump off, give somebody else a chance.
Sure, not a problem. Oh, man, we're actually running out of time. But let me put this out here. This is Dr. Jill Stein and her response, and this was actually right before the bombing. She said, Israel is mowing down unarmed protesters in Palestine. Saudi Arabia is bombing and starving the people of Yemen. Republicrats keep funding the Israeli and Saudi militaries. But an alleged gas attack in Syria and Republicrats suddenly want to intervene to save Arab lives? And that's what she put, and that was a couple days before the bombing. So she's right on target in that regard. And then George just gave us that information on the Green Party. So the Green Party's right on the pulse of it, as the Green Party always has been since 1984. It's just been way ahead of its time. It's just been propaganda that we've been dealing with for the past 40 years through Operation Mockingbird. So let's try to get these couple more callers that are sitting here. Let me get this. Okay. 252-957. You're live on the War Report, episode 13. You have the floor. Go. Are you there? And I'm sorry if we took too long, probably phone. I do apologize if we took too long. Just call back in at another show, and we'll be more than happy to take your call. I'll actually save your number in there. And we'll probably just give you a call on our next show since you didn't get to speak. So I do apologize about that. Put you back on mute there. Okay, and then this other caller that we have, it's a private caller, 111-111. You're live on the War Report, episode 13. Go. I hear something. I hear you trying to speak. Maybe it's your phone. Okay, you might want to, because I heard you almost try to say something. I'm going to give you a couple more seconds. Go ahead, private caller. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and put you back on mute. Again, you guys call back in at 914-205-5327. We'll be more than happy to take your calls in the future. And like I said, I told the listening audience on the last show that we were going to do a better job at taking calls, but we have so much information that we need to get out to you guys that sometimes it just takes the majority of the show to get this information to you. It's very important that this information gets out to you. So that's why we, we don't take calls too much, but we will try to hear from our listening audience a lot more than we do now. As I'm looking, we have, oh my God, we've got 398 people listening in, and it says it's been holding there for the last 21 minutes. So thank you guys for listening in. I didn't even get any plugs out because we're being censored on Facebook at this point, as well as YouTube. So thank you guys for, at least coming to Blog Talk to listen in. So we want to thank all of our listeners for listening in, man. We definitely appreciate you. And your donations are starting to roll in. We're having a board meeting here on April 24th, and we'll discuss the finances in that regard. But we want to thank the donors for, putting up some more donations. We're starting to get a better flow of donations coming in, so we definitely appreciate that. Just to let the listening audience know, I don't know if I told you guys this or not, but we were picked up by a radio station in Urbana, Illinois, 105.9. And it is a small radio station in Urbana, Illinois. And the program director was listening into our show and liked the content and wanted to try to slide us in one of their open spots just to give us a taste to see if their listening audience in Urbana enjoyed it as he did. So we've been picked up there. So hopefully that will grow as far as being picked up by local radio stations. As well as wanting to expand into satellite radio, because we really need to get this truth out here before they start to put us in FEMA camps. But I'm not going without a fight, and my fight is through the Green Party, and that is where we need to go, brothers and sisters, is the Green Party. That is the only way that this political revolution can take hold and overcome. So I want to thank you guys for listening in. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. If you want to go back and re-listen to the show, it will be archived here on Blog Talk and a number of our social media sites. We live stream, so they'll be available for you via those live streams. So thank you guys for listening in. And that's about it as far as any updates. Be sure to email us at greennewsnetwork@hotmail.com. We love receiving your emails. If you want any mailing information, you want to email us there as well. And continue to donate, and we'll continue to bring this information that is so vital to our survival and forward motion as a people and as a race of people, human beings. So thank you guys again for listening in. Until we meet again at the appointed time. See you later, everybody.
Come here.